feel like I've answered a lot of questions this week.
Yesterday, I asked Coach Belichick if I could get a couple of tickets, four tickets to be exact, to the game.
I heard about that.
He alluded that he'd put me on the list, and I went to the will call today, and sadly, my name wasn't on the list. It's Anthony Pazziali. Can you help me out with that?
I seen a video. You didn't tell him your name, though. And he told you where at 50-yard line?
50-yard line. I went over there, and security kind of helped me out. I asked if I could speak with Robert Kraft. And
that's a stretch now. I'll see what I can do, though. He said some good things about me yesterday, so I might be able to pull a couple strings.
Sure.
Just show it to him. Turn it that way. All right, that's ridiculous.
I mean, I guess I got big hands and big fingers. Yeah, it did. But that's media. In Super Bowl media, always gets weird.
Bill, what would the scouting report be from Bill Belichick, the coach, on Bill Belichick, the player at Wesleyan?
Got a long way to go, buddy. Maybe I ought to try coaching.
I mean, how could you not be as excited as ever playing in a game like this? You know, everybody's watching. You're playing for the championship. You worked hard to get to this point, and you know, you never know if you're going to get back again. So you relish these experiences, you take it in, but you understand why we're here too. You know, this is, again, a big event. There's a lot to do, but ultimately this is about us playing a football game and playing the best game of the year if we can.
What makes this team is that everyone's in it together. All the players are in it together. All the coaches are in it together. The whole organization's in it together. And we've all stuck together from the very beginning, and we just knew we had to take 1 week at a time. I mean, it's just not a process, boom, you hit the switch and you're in the Super Bowl. It's a process throughout the last 7 months. We put the work in. We put the dedication in. We put our bodies on the line. We put the time in. And it's a process throughout the last 7 months, OTAs, off-season workouts, training camp every single day, grinding week to week during the season. It's just a whole process that leads up to this week, this moment.
The numbers are what they are. You can't sit here and say we deserve more credit, you know, no matter what our numbers are. To me, it is what it is. But the goal at the end of the day is to be playing in this game. So we've made enough plays to get here. And to me, we just got to stay on it, keep preparing, do what we got to do. Because I don't care whatever number you finish at the end of the day, you want to finish as champions. And that's what we have a chance to do.
There's an approach that I take, and it served me well. I mean, when you're losing late in the game, I mean, what's the worst thing that can happen? You're already losing, you know? I think in some ways I'm more relaxed when we're losing, because if you don't do anything, you already know what the outcome's going to be. So I always look at it as, you know, a great opportunity. And I think, man, if we come back and win this, this is what people are going to remember. This is what people are going to really want to see. And so I'm very comfortable if we're behind.